Waddle and Sylvie weekdays, 2 to 6.
Follow on Twitter at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87. ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
World story about the and I was thinking too during the break a little more about why I would be interested. Someone says is a bachelor show with seniors over 65 and older, and we'll get to the NFL conversation about the CBA and a strike possibly in a minute. But yeah, someone tweeted, is drama ageless? Like, would we get the same problems with a 70-year-old couple as we do with the 20-somethings? I think it would be fun. Or do you think it would just wear off after one episode? And we're saying we're watching a bunch of old people. And that's not eye candy.
So what do you want to see? Like the elderly bachelor. So well, what is it? What is it?
Ned's
so
like got an idea.
I got an older guy sucking face with every woman in the contest. I don't need to see that.
You know, maybe you have a woman named Dolores, and she grew up, let's say, in Park Ridge. And Dolores once met somebody who went off and fought in a war, and he never came back. And ever since then...
What movie is this?
You know, I know. And she's never found love since. All these years, she's never been married. And now... This is her opportunity for the first time in her life to find love. And
well can't she do that on Match.com? Why does she got to go on the elderly bachelor?
You don't want to see someone leave this earth without never truly being with that special someone.
I don't want to see her tongue kissing a 70-year-old man either. Just not for me.
Ned's got a good idea. Ned in Lake Forest, what's your idea, Ned?
Hey, guys. First, I want to say I'm really, really disappointed in the Waddle and Sylvie show. You guys are really slipping on the creativity front. How are you not, right now, filling out a Mark Giangreco application for this show? Mark Giangreco overserved on national TV groping a senior woman. Give me a break. The ratings are through the roof.
You know what, though, Ned? Part, I get it. That's part of that's a good idea. Part of it's also, like... I don't want to. I'd feel like I'm walking in on my mom and dad. I don't want to do that.
Giangreco, though.
I know, but I don't want to see Giangreco getting all handsy with somebody.
Ned, I think you.
You see it on New Year's Eve every New Year's Eve.
But that's fake. That's fake.
Ned, you hit a home run in my book. That's gold. I mean, think about this: The Bachelor's on what network?
ABC.
Which network does Mark Giangreco work for?
ABC.
He's older than 65. He's still very, very handsome. He's very, very youthful. We have him going around looking for love.
Here's your problem,
his
fellas.
His kids come in and
there's
help.
There's no chance he is going to sign up for something where the opposite, the partners are 65 and older. He ain't going in that demo.
Wait a minute. Wait. Just imagine him waking up hungover, going to the tanning bed, must-see TV, and then... you know, let's say a 65-year-old woman that's taking care of herself.
No chance.
Yeah. What are you guys?
What planet? He said 25, right?
What planet are you guys on? Giangreco would go on this show if it was 65-year-old limit for the or you know, clearance for the men, and the women had to be 25 or older.
I still say we sign him up and we have him say enough stuff on the air where he doesn't really know he's signing up, and then we sign him up as him.
I think it's well thought out.
Maybe that's the problem, guys. He's dating all the young girls. Maybe he needs that mature woman in his life to ground him.
Like, you mean ground him? Like, punish him?
That's what you're talking about?
Like,
thanks, Ned.
Please ground me, Dolores. Ground me.
The best part
ground
is
ground me and pound me, Dolores.
The best part will be when Giangreco loses the senior version of The Bachelorette and then shows back up on the season of The Bachelor in drag.
Call him upstairs and see if he's...
Let's see if we can enroll him. Think about this. This could extend his career, too. He thinks he signed his last contract until he goes on Bachelor Senior Citizen. And then all of a sudden, people are going to be fighting for his rights to continue his sports casting. I don't think he'll sign
up, and I don't think they'll sell it as Bachelor Senior Citizen. I think it would be called Mature Bachelors.
That's what it would be.
Mature.
There's got to be a better way to say it than Mature Bachelors.
Whatever it is, it's not going to be so Senior Citizen Bachelors.
What would be a good title for the...
Mature, probably, yeah, I think that hits it.
No, it's got to be a better hook. We can come up with something better than that.
Age.
You know, the snow leopard or what, you know, however you call it.
I don't know what the terminology is for the guy. Okay, like Mark would be
aging
considered
like
what?
A fine
so
line.
Like Mark's counterpart of the female variety would be the snow leopard. What is Mark?
I don't know what they call
him. Is he the polar bear?
Is that what they call him?
I don't know. What is he?
Gene Greco's on the line. He's crafting one of those great sports casts upstairs.
Okay, what? What's going on
now? Hey, wait a second. There's a story on Waddle's World today where I read that they are going to come up with a bachelor show for 65 and older.
we want to sign you up. You could be the lead.
I don't think that's going to work.
You could be the lead.
What are they going to call this?
That's what we were asking.
This is what it says, Mark, ABC spins off The Bachelor again, this time for senior citizens. I said maybe Mature Bachelor or...
Yeah, we got to work on a name, though.
We got to get better than that.
But here's the deal as well, Mark. It's casting call for people over the age of 65 who are looking for love. So it just can't be you over 65.
I'm already spoken for. I can't be participating in this.
It's just television.
Yes. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, we stage it. That's right.
You're still good looking. I think you would be a ratings bonanza.
You think so, huh?
Yeah, especially with a cross promotion of one of ABC's own anchors is now going to put his love life up for grabs with a bunch of older people. I think that's one of the scenes.
I've already done a pretty good job of this, but that's a career killer right there.
I don't think so. No. I think one of the episodes you and Taft working out in a local gym.
Or me down at Del Boca Vista playing shuffleboard.
Yeah.
Drop over with a heart attack. Whoever gets to the ambulance first gets the date.
There you go. Now, here was my other question. We talk about snow leopards. What would you be considered? I said maybe polar bear.
Ooh, toothless lion.
toothless lion.
Jeez.
So you're not in.
I have to think about this. First, I want to come up with a name.
Right,
which will fit it. So let me work on that. Right now, I'm crafting my award-winning sportscast for 5 o'clock.
Can I just get some quick info? What's your date of birth?
5/13/52.
Ooh, okay.
Oh my God, okay. That's prehistoric. That's really weird to even say it.
We're 67 these days.
It's going to be a big 6'8" in like 2 months.
Wait till you're 69. We are going to have such a fantastic show.
Then we got a name for the show at 69.
I'm just telling you. Marky is 69.
Can I get your bachelor at 69. That's the name of the show.
Can I get your height and weight real quick?
What's your social security number?
Yeah. Okay.
DJ in Kansas City, who's always one of our smart listeners, who's so creative, he said, this caller, Ned, is brilliant, and he put a picture of you, and he says, but how about a plot twist? And it's you in drag.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, no. No.
Cross-dressing bachelor. Okay, I've got a lot to work with here.
Yeah.
I'm going to come up with something for tomorrow. Right. We'll lay it all out.
Marky Mountain Lion. I'm trying to think of what we would call you, the Mountain Lion.
Someone said Boomer Bachelor.
How about Senior Citizen Simba? I don't know. We got to throw stuff against the wall.
Wrinkles and Tinkles, someone said.
That's real good.
Oh, yeah.
Wrinkles and lots of tinkles, I think it would be.
Can you see them on a beach episode and both have adult diapers on?
But wait a minute. Are the women also mid-60s?
Yeah, 65. Well, that's why I said that you couldn't do this.
Yeah, I can't do that. Yeah, I can't participate in that. What, are you kidding?
Yeah.
DJ in Kansas City said, Cocoon my wheelhouse. Lagoon.
Yeah, the number of the wheelhouse has gone up, but
what'd
not that far.
Cocoon Lagoon.
Oh, that's great. We're on an island.
Yeah.
And we all dress like Gilligan's Island, like the professor, Marianne. Yeah.
This is great. Yeah, that's awesome.
So you're in.
Okay, we have a lot to work on here.
This, I think, would be a career enhancer. What do you got to lose? You're on your last contract.
Career enhancer? Yes. Is that a new pill that's out? Career
enhancer? What do the Blackhawks call it when the old guys go out? One final shift?
One last skate.
Yeah, between the sheets. Sheet shift. No, can't go there. All right. We have a lot to work with.
Yes, we do. I like it. All right, Mark.
All right, I need to get in the gym. All right.
No, you're fine the way it is.
All right, boys, carry on.
One episode would be you shaving your body.
Oh, yeah. And we could be sponsored by Lawnmower, the thing
3.0,
you do.
Yeah, Manscaped.
Which, by the way, I'm sure it's a great product. That's not a good name. That kind of scares me.
Why?
If you're going below the waist, you don't want to call it Lawnmower.
Well, because it's shooting rocks out of the side.
It's not a weed whacker. Yeah. I mean, come
Excuse
on.
Me?
It's not a weed whacker. It's a lawnmower.
My question is, does a lawnmower have a bag on it to catch the
Excuse
grass?
Excuse me?
All right. See you, Mark.
All right. Goodbye.
I think you're trying to keep the lawnmower and the bag separate, I think, aren't you?
Oh my
Aren't
gosh!
Aren't you guys right?
There's so many good references here.
I'm surprised we haven't been able to come up with a name.
Depends dating. Someone says seasoned bachelor. I like the bachelor at 69. I like that one best. That's a good one. Bachelor Boomer was a good one. Cocoon Lagoon, Cougar Town, Cougarville. There were some good ones.
I told you, once you told him that the requirement was that both the men and the women have to be 65 or older, he was out.
I know, but I still think he would do it for...
I don't think he would do it.
For the purposes of the show. This Think about
Our
that.
Show or his show?
His show, yeah. And his people. This would be like a second coming from Mark Gingreco. Maybe you call it that.
They've had people in the media before. There was like a radio host that did one of them. There's actually a guy from Football Outsiders that was on one year.
Really?
Yeah, he was like a stats nerd, and they went to do one of these things where you play football, and he's like, "No, I just talk about it."
That's good. I would love to see it. So we're going to enter Mark Gingreco into that. We're going to send that to ABC.
Send him a picture.
Yeah. All right. We got to get to the Emmanuel Acho earlier today talked about a possible strike in the NFL if the players don't get what they want during this round of negotiations. We'll talk about that with Trey Wingo next.
This is Waddle and Sylvie. Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN_Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Trey Wingo going to join us here in 1 minute. I was listening to Golic and Wingo this morning. And I was listening to what Emmanuel Acho had to say. Emmanuel Acho does great work on ESPN. See him on Get Up a lot. And his brother, of course, Sam Acho. Yeah,
played here for a while.
Yeah, was productive here. And he's a guy on the executive council, too, on the 11-person executive council that voted 6-5 to not approve the most recent CBA. And they're meeting with the owners down in Indianapolis. So they had Emmanuel on Golic and Wingo today, and he dropped this, and Trey picked up on it right away. Take a listen.
If I can be blatantly honest with you, I think there's going to be a strike because of the 17-game season. The 17-game season is huge for management, huge for the NFL. When you think about TV dollars, we're talking billions of dollars will come in with that 17th game. Here's the problem. Players have started to wise up, and they're like, wait a second. You want us to play another game where the most we can garner is likely $250,000, and y'all are about to get billions? Something don't add up. So when I think of where we are with the CBA, unfortunately, I think there's going to be a strike, which can suit the players like Richard Sherman, J.J. Watt, multimillionaires. But to some of the backup linebackers like I was, some of the $100,000 guys, that is a huge, huge dilemma.
All right, so let's bring in Trey. Trey, you guys were reacting this today. Do you believe that what he's saying has legs, or are we already too far down this road where they've negotiated this for 10 months?
Well, guys, good afternoon. First of all, tremendous intro music. I mean, Jay Giles, Centerfold. I mean, that it doesn't get much better than that.
Nice.
So I had to, acknowledge that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That was no coincidence, Trey, that we picked that music for you.
Secondly, when he said that, I immediately texted some guys I know at the NFLPA. And we need to understand, because there are two kinds of work stoppages, right? A strike and a lockout. A strike happens when there's a CBA in place and the players withhold their services to get a new deal, which would mean that they would have to strike this season if they wanted to do that, because the CBA goes through the 2020 season and runs out before the new league year starts in March of 2021. A lockout is what we had in 2011 when the CBA expired and we went through negotiations. And for a lot of reasons, you are literally locked out as employees of where you work because there are liability issues, especially in something that is as violent as football, where any day on the job you could have a catastrophic injury and then you could be sued. The CBA protects the owners from that. So as soon as he said strike, I said, wait a minute, are you saying strike or are you saying lockout? And he reiterated strike. Now, I did talk to people at the NFLPA, and they said, no, it would not be for this season. So then I'm like, then that's not a strike.
No.
That would be a lockout. The only way this could be considered a strike is if while there's a collective bargaining agreement in place, the players decide not to show up, and that is not going to happen in 2020.
Okay, so the definition is different. But in theory, do you believe that the players will, in fact, come to terms with the owners, or do you believe that ultimately, as you've just described, Trey, that the owners will be forced to lock them out because there will be no agreement?
I believe, and we also had Lorenzo Alexander, the former Bills linebacker, who, much like Sam Acho, Emmanuel's brother, is on the executive committee and is a vice president, just like Sam Acho. He voted for the deal. He was one of the five that voted for as opposed to the six that voted against. He thought there would be a deal in place. Look, it's clear that the NFL wants to get this done. Why do they want to get it done? What's their impetus? Because as soon as they can get this deal done with an extra regular season game and more playoff games to sell, guess what happens next? The TV rights are negotiated, which means they can say, look at all this more content we're giving you, so obviously we want buckets of money to swim in.
Right.
Now, they could still, without a CBA, broker the TV deals, and then this is where it gets tricky, because then they could say to the players, okay, we had to broker the CBA under the current system, which is 16 games, and minus those two extra playoff games on wild card weekend, where you'd have the seven seeds as well as the two seeds playing. So there's not as much money as we thought there was going to be with a 17th game and those two extra playoff games. So you're looking at a less favorable deal than the one that was currently on the table. And if we go down that road, then I think there's the potential for a work stoppage in March of 2021.
Right. Overall, you don't have to be an expert to know, and correct me if I'm wrong, that the 2011 collective bargaining agreement that they're living under right now was not a great deal for the players.
Well, it gave them more money and it gave them less wear and tear on their body. And so in one sense, the NFLPA did what they could to try and lengthen careers. Yes, but it wasn't the windfall that, quite frankly, this one could be for the players.
Right. Well, and that one also, they ignored, you know, whether or not that they wanted to place restrictions on the power of the commissioner to be judge, juror, and executioner. And I think that this new one, the proposed one, has addressed that and other issues.
I think the commissioner doesn't want that headache anymore, to be perfectly honest.
Exactly. Yeah. But you have covered this sport for a very long time. Do you think, although it's better than the old one, do you believe this is overall a good deal that is on the table for the current players?
I think it's a deal that could be palatable to the majority of the players. And remember, Manuel Acho was one of those fringe players. He wasn't saying that he thinks there should be a strike. He was basically saying his opinion is that these powerful players, like Richard Sherman, who's a representative, like J.J. Watt, who has tweeted against it, David Bakhtiari, Allen Robinson, who have said come out against this new deal, that they will try and influence the majority. But as you well know, Tommy, most of the players in the NFL are there for 4 years max.
Right.
And if they really wanted to get the things they're talking about in terms of health care for life and all that kind of stuff, the only way to do that is to say we're not playing.
Right.
So essentially what you're asking a lot of people to do is say, hey, there's a 4 year window for me as a player to make anywhere from, you know, $1.8 to $4 million potentially before either by attrition or injury or whatever, I'm out of the league. I'm willing to sacrifice that 4 year grab to make sure that players who come after me will have no chance at that. If I could put it in baseball parlance, we have free agency in baseball because of one man, Kirk Flood, a player. We are obviously Marvin Miller did a great job representing the MLB Players Association. But Kirk Flood decided he was willing to. He didn't want to, but he was willing to risk his career to get rid of the reserve clause. And it took years, and they got rid of the reserve clause, but it cost Kirk Flood his career. For the NFL players to get everything they want in this deal, they would need about 600 Kirk Floods.
Right.
That is never going to happen.
Right. That's a good way to put it. Trey Wingo joining us on the Corona Hotline. Trey, Waddle really spoke out against extra playoff teams. He thinks we're watering this thing down. What do you think?
I think he's right in the sense that all we're doing is assuring the team with a bye is more likely than ever to get to the Super Bowl. And, you know, honestly, if they're the best team in the regular season, then that sort of rewards them. But just to put that in perspective, the last seven Super Bowls, 48 through 54, have been played with either one or two seeds, which means both teams got the bye. The last team that played on wild card weekend to make it to the Super Bowl was the Baltimore Ravens, Super Bowl 47, who went on to win the whole damn thing, 34-31 over the 49ers. So what you're basically doing by adding two playoff teams and throwing a little hope to, say, the Steelers and the Rams who would have gotten in, and quite frankly, I think we all felt like the Rams might have been able to make a little more noise than the Steelers if they've gotten in this year.
True.
Is you're just throwing them a little excitement for their fan base because the data tells us it's that one seed is now going to be more coveted than ever and more important than ever because, again, the Chiefs were a two and the Niners were a one this year, and that's the way it's played out for seven straight Super Bowls. If you only have one team that makes the bye, I think it's almost assuredly more likely that both number one seeds on a much higher basis and a much higher percentage are going to make the Super Bowl.
Look, I'm not going to rail against an extra playoff game on wild card Saturday or wild card Sunday. I would prefer not to have it, but I'm not going to rail against it. I'm a detractor of the 17 games. Now, I know that's going to happen because money dictates policy, but I just don't think that it's a wise decision. Okay, if we do go that direction, Trey, is there anything in this CBA that says, finally, if you play on a Sunday, you can't play on a Thursday?
No, I haven't seen anything along those lines. And the other thing that's weird about a 17-game schedule is it's an odd number, which means some teams will have 9 home games and some teams will have 8. I call this the Jacksonville Jaguars logo or clause because they have 7 every year because they play in London.
Right.
So I think that the idea that we've heard floated around is that either 1 year some divisions will have 9 and other divisions will have 8, or 1 year the AFC will have 9 home games and the NFC will have 8. They'll flip-flop every other year. That one's not a huge one for me. My thing is if you're willing to add a 17th game, just make sure you're worth it. You're getting what you're worth.
Yeah.
And that's why I think the NFLPA decided to back off at the second, because they know there's a little leverage for them because the NFL wants to get this deal done now. So why not go back and see if you can squeeze a little more juice out of this thing and then maybe come to agreements? Because at the end of the day, it is a good deal for the players in terms of an extra $5 billion over 10 years, and the benefits really do go up not only for current players but more importantly former players.
How about some of the rules? Does the pass interference replay, how does that change, if at all? And also
that wouldn't be the CBA. That would be at the competition committee. The owners' meeting coming up in March.
Right. Yeah. How will that one be adjudicated, and how will they handle? I know that some of the coaches have talked about a sky judge. Does that have any legs? Yeah.
I hope so, because that to me made the most sense in the world. And we had Sean Payton on the Super Bowl. And, you know, when when the sky judge is watching, because I flew back from L.A. this summer, guys, in August, with one of the referees who was on the field for the NFC Championship game last season between the Rams and the Saints. And he said, you know, it really would be beneficial for us to be able to see it the way everybody else sees it on TV. Because, it's easy to say, how could you miss that? Well, they're looking at a million different things at field level. When you saw that hit by Nickell Robey-Coleman on the Saints receiver from the camera above, it's like, well, clearly he got there four steps early. And they are human beings. It's easier to miss that stuff. To me, the sky judge would be one of the easiest things to fix, and it makes all the sense in the world.
Trey, before we let you go, tomorrow we're having a fantasy quarterback draft between the four of us with our two producers on who we believe the Bears are going to get to either compete with Mitch or back up Mitch.
Not who we want, who we think they're going to.
Now, you've been very vocal about this on Golic and Wingo, about all these quarterbacks who are available. This is going to be very interesting come free agency. But knowing how much the Bears still like Mitch, who would be your top pick?
Well, that's a great question. You know, I'm trying to think now who I would rule out right away. I don't think I would put Phillip Rivers there. I'm not sure I would. If I'm Matt Nagy, I want Jameis Winston there. I do think Tom Brady is still a possibility. I know people have scoffed at me before in the past, but if you put him with that defense and maybe add a couple of weapons, look, Tom Brady wants the love, man. I could be 100% wrong, but I've believed this since Adam first tweeted in September. I think he might have played his last game as a Patriot, and I think it's more likely than not that he's on the way out.
I think it's a very high likelihood, if I get the first overall selection, that I'm taking Case Keenum.
You know, I think that's a good pick.
I think they're bringing it. Listen, I don't want Case Keenum. I'm just saying, I think they're bringing in somebody
who's non-threatening,
who is not a threat to Mitch. So
then what's the point?
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Like, what's the point if you're doing that? I mean, if it's someone to compete with Mitch that really is there to compete with him, then you're not helping Mitch, you're not helping the team.
Yeah. Trey, great stuff as always.
Thanks,
we appreciate
Trey.
It.
Always good to talk Bears with you guys.
There you go. There's Trey Wingo. A lot of good NFL conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Last call for Would You Rather. Hashtag at WS Would You Rather. We'll have some fun with that next.
Waddle and Sylvie.
Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000. A lot of football conversation. Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy spoke today. Play a little more of that as we go, but it's time for one of our favorite things of the week. It's
hey,
Would
this
You
is
Rather.
Coach Mike Dick.
Greg Olson here.
This is Stacey King.
What up? This is Ludacris.
Hello, this is Nick Enberg. Would you like to play a little? Would you rather? Oh, my.
Yeah, I like an energetic Coach Ditka. He's ready to go. Would You Rather brought to you by Grand and Western Liquors, located in the
Grand
corner
and Western.
Of right there.
Just playing the role of Coach Ditka.
Ask for Alex, number one in beer. They pass the savings along to you the way it's supposed to be, but they got everything. It's where I get all my alcohol needs for the weekend, for gifts, whatever. Wine.
Get your booze.
Yeah. Your top shelf stuff, whatever you may need, head to Grand and Western Liquors.
Win or lose, drink the booze.
Winner gets a $50 gift card to Grand and Western Liquors. You hashtag WS Would You Rather. Ask a question, an either or question, fun and creative. Make us think. What do you guys got today?
All right, boys. Bart gets us started. He wants to know, assuming everything else stays as is, would you rather have Monday or Friday off for a permanent 4-day work week?
I've been spending the commercial break debating this. I don't know the answer. I mean, does it really matter? So you can either get Monday or Fridays off. So you can get to your work week quicker, working Monday through Thursday, or you get the extra day tagged on to your weekend.
I'm going to take Friday.
I'm going to take Friday, too.
Woo! Just sort of like it's...
Get it started. Let's do this.
Let's go. And it's...
Because most people are back to work on Monday. Like, you find more friends, I think, that will take off on Friday. Like, in the summertime, you can find some golf buddies.
Yeah.
Like, Mondays, everyone's back to work. Everyone's cashed.
I'm with you on that. I think Friday off would be very nice.
You know, if it wasn't for what we did, because I love Mondays after a football Sunday.
Yeah.
Like, that's just
Oh, that's true, too.
You know what I mean? Like, for what we do, we love coming to work on Mondays.
Mondays are like one of the best days because you just instant reaction to, during the football season.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, especially after Bears struggle against, San Diego or
Can't wait to break down all those missed passes by Mitch.
But either way, you work 4 days and you get three off. I mean, I don't think you can lose on either of that.
What about, just to throw a little curveball at you guys, what about having like a
midweek
Wednesday
break?
Off? So you still got the 2 day weekend, but you get every Wednesday off.
Listen, why not just a 3 day work week, huh?
Yeah, there we go. We should get more days off than we work. Right? Yeah.
I will send a memo to our boss, Mike, and ask if that's possible.
Yeah. Would you guys be in favor of the 10-hour work week? The 40-hour work week split amongst 4 days? Don't they do that in other countries?
Yes, they do. And I think absolutely, because one of the biggest, I don't know about you guys, but one of the biggest hassles sometimes of going to work is the commute. And if you completely eliminate one day of commuting, I think a lot of people really like these.
It's 2 hours of your life you probably get back if you're driving out to the burbs every day.
Absolutely.
But I wonder, for what we do, would we do that? Because we're on 2 to 6. Like, the Waddle and Sylvie program is for the drive. The promos are there for the drive home.
That's why we're here.
If nobody's driving home on Fridays,
that's true.
Then
keep
driving
home, guys.
Yeah. Let's 5 days, 6 days of work. How about that?
What's next?
How about that? This one, I think, is just for me. Merlin Waters wants to know, would you rather give up gambling or give up Chick-fil-A?
I think that's for everybody. I think Waddle loves Chick-fil-A as much as he loves gambling.
I love Chick-fil-A. But
you love gambling and you can get chicken nuggets.
I probably would give up Chick-fil-A.
I really want
you get your nuggets
chicken
elsewhere.
From somewhere else.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not as good, but listen, if I want tomorrow to chase some of the money I lost today on the two-team soccer parlay, I want to be able to do that.
Who else is, really good at what they do, that's new-style fast food? Chick-fil-A is still new to us. That's the way I feel. Like, I grew up with McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, Long John Silver, KFC, Browns.
If Chick-fil-A's new, Chipotle's new.
Chipotle's still very good.
The Wendy spicy chicken sandwich cannot be messed with.
So you ever had a Mod Pizza?
I like the thin pizza.
I do. I don't like the thick stuff. I like the thin pizza. I like the very thin pizza.
Too bad you said pizza. Would you rather, gentlemen, would you rather be the emergency goalie for an NHL rink or a bullpen catcher?
I think bullpen catcher. You feel a part of the team all the time. You're just sitting out, not a part of anything as the emergency goalie. I'm getting every reliever ready. I'm talking to them.
And you're catching him.
I've got a good seat for every game. I'm in the clubhouse.
You probably make more money.
Yeah, I actually think the bullpen catcher gig's a good gig.
Well, the emergency, goalie guys very rarely, maybe once in a couple of years. You're never going to get called. You're just going to be there eating hot dogs and watching hockey, mostly.
If you get called, guaranteed, you're probably going to be on SportsCenter the next day.
Bullpen catcher is never in the game. He's like a coach. You're just the bullpen catcher.
You can't sit upstairs and drink a couple beers and have hot dogs.
So you like the emergency goalie better because you could eat and drink?
Well, I'm going to do either. If I'm going to do either, which basically, I'm probably going emergency goalie.
Really?
Why do I want to be the bullpen catcher?
You're part of a team still. You're still on the Cubs. You're getting Kimbrel ready. You're getting all the relievers ready. And then afterwards, you got the whole spread that the players get. They're not saying, oh, you're the bullpen catcher. You can't have our spread. You're drinking beer with the boys.
Would they have a great pasta salad that I can't live without?
You just said beer and hot dogs that you can have when you're the emergency goalie.
That's right. I'm just hanging out. I'm watching hockey.
You could do that after the Cubs.
You can get hit in the back of the head by somebody hits a hard line drive.
Wow. So you like the hope of just being able to play?
No, I don't want to participate in either way.
Oh, you never want to play?
No, what do you mean?
Too much?
I mean,
the bullpen catcher job, if I could get that right now, I'd take that.
Really?
Yes.
If I could be a
Major League Baseball bullpen catcher, I think that's a great job to have.
But you're never going to get in the game, like Mellor said. Right. I mean, you don't want to be in the game.
I'm never past my prime. You know what I mean? You don't have to worry about my pitch framing. I'm getting the guys ready.
No, but when you're 65, they're going to find someone younger that can get their crouch a little bit easier.
Okay. Maybe I'm like Tony Pena. Flexible.
With a leg out there?
Yeah.
The Tony Pena's probably not a bullpen catcher.
What's next?
Would you rather watch 3 months of Mark Giangreco kissing old people or watch him shoot confetti out of his butt every time he farts for 24 hours?
Really? Yeah, I didn't think that was that good either way. I don't think that's...
I'll watch Gene Greco for 3 months.
I think watching Gene Greco would be fascinating. Find his love
how
life
on television.
How often
is he farting confetti? Every time he farts. Well, 24 hours.
I'll do that. It's one day and
yeah,
you're out
do
of
that.
Way.
Yeah.
All right, what's next?
Johnny Royale wants to know, Sammy, would you rather... Interesting the way he phrased that. Would you rather Sammy Hagar or David Lee Roth?
I was a David Lee Roth guy. Old school. Now, I liked them both, but if you made me choose one or the other, I'm taking David Lee Roth.
I think I'm going that way, too. When I was a kid, that's how I was introduced to Van Halen with David Lee Roth. Now, I love a lot of the Sammy Hagar.
I don't know. Sammy seems like a cuddler.
What does that mean?
Never mind. We'll move on to the next one.
Okay.
DJ Kansas City, would you...
Will you tell me at the break?
Yep. Okay. DJ Kansas City wants to know, Miller knows what I'm talking about. Would you rather hold a plank for 8 hours or sit third base next to me for 8 hours while you're losing your life savings because I keep splitting tens?
So I'm playing blackjack with you for 8 hours as you're making dumb moves.
Or you have to plank for 8 hours.
I'm going to sit next to you.
I can for play. A minute.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, bust early. So that's, you know, I can leave early.
No, I keep getting money. You keep busting. You keep having to put up your hard-earned money. Someone just keeps pushing me money.
You have to bet for 8 straight hours on that table, Waddle. And no matter how far you're down, you have to keep gambling. I'm going plank. That
but
doesn't
you can't,
involve my
how
money.
Do you think you could plank for 8 hours?
Well,
how long do you think you could plank for, Sylvie?
10 minutes? 5 minutes?
You wouldn't make it 2 minutes.
10 minutes is
you know how hard it is to plank?
I'll do 2 minutes.
You'll do two minutes.
Is easy. 2 minutes you can
do. 2 minutes you could probably
2 minutes you can do.
10 minutes. Do the show from... Show me what a plank is.
Can you get a microphone down there?
Yeah, I don't want
to. Oh, do a segment.
How do you plank? How do you plank? Show me a plank.
I think this is a plank.
Let me see.
Let's see if he knows. I'll get a video of this, Abdallah, for Instagram. ESPN underscore Chicago on Instagram.
Yeah, that's a plank.
You could do that for 5 minutes.
Or we could, let's...
He's
going to be
burns.
Huffing and puffing 90 seconds in.
You want a smoke? Can I get you a smoke?
Sylvie, you have to actually engage the core. None of this just, you know, soft.
Let me see how... Does that hurt?
Listen,
Waddle's down on all fours right now.
As someone who does planks,
stay away from him.
I think we pause now. We come back, and Sylvie, you try to plank for as long as you can during the next segment.
For the next segment. Yes.
Okay.
Our version.
I had to do the Stein hoisting, and that hurt like hell.
I'm in for this. Okay,
we're gonna do that next.
All right, fine. All right. Do you want to gamble with someone? You want to do it over under?
I think you can do 5 minutes. What are you looking to do? 2 minutes.
Yeah, I said
stop. 2 minutes is
nothing.
Wait.
It's not even a challenge. I'm telling you this. If you're actually doing it, though, where you're engaging your core, which is what you're supposed to do so that you're getting a workout when you do the planks, it's a lot harder.
How can I make sure he's engaging his core?
Touch his belly.
I'm not doing that.
Rub my belly, Waddle, while I plank.
No,
that's
you
next.
Said plank, right?
What is your name, please?
Waddle and Sylvie.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Waddle originally was saying that he didn't think it was hard to plank. And
I had a stroke.
I gotta follow the professional athlete. That's not fair.
Well, but you do more core work than I do. I eat Cheetos and drink beer.
So do I. And pizza.
But you do more of it, Sylvie. So
yes.
You should be
I
bad
gotta
at this.
Sweat, man. That
so
wasn't easy.
Waddle did the plank.
That guy did it for 8 hours.
So this guy set the Guinness Book of World Record, right?
Yeah.
And he's from Naperville.
Yes.
Wasn't his hoodie? Yeah. Isn't it hoodie?
George Hood, I believe, is his name.
Under the hood.
He's a Marine. I was told once a Marine, always a Marine.
Yes.
So you're not a former Marine ever.
No, you're not an ex. You're a former, right?
A former Marine. There you go. Yeah.
So you planked during the commercial break.
How long did I last?
Just like your wife says, about 3.5 minutes.
Perfect. Yes. Perfect. What are you looking for?
Turn my mic
So you want to give? So, okay, now, so now it's my turn.
Now it's your turn. We're on, if you go to ESPN Chicago's Instagram page, ESPN underscore Chicago, we're on live. You can watch while Sylvie tries to plank for 5 minutes.
You five said 10 minutes.
Originally. Yeah. I'm going under. 10 I'm going under. I'm
going
under.
You're going under.
Anybody want to? You want to?
I'm
over?
Going. Okay, I'm
so
going
give
under.
Me, give me an exact minute here, and then so
you guys make, do it. I think you'll make. I think
we'll set the clock for you. Go ahead.
Yeah. I think. I think.
Are you guys going to gamble? Under. You guys gamble on soccer.
When I'm done puking, I will gamble on it.
I'm going to go under four.
Under four?
I'll go under four, yeah. Too. Have you ever planked?
I took like one yoga class and we planked. And I think there's...
How long did you plank? How long did you last?
30 seconds.
Yeah, I don't think... I 2 minutes was just a struggle for me. But.
And once you realize...
How long did I last?
You were over 3 minutes.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. You did the whole
break. I would say under four. If you hit four...
As soon as you get down there, Sylvia, I will fire the clock away.
Fire the clock away. Oh, I'm firing my clock away.
We're in the countdown.
So said clock, right?
I said clock. I think I
hey,
did.
Hey, you want to play some Matt Nagy or maybe some
no,
Ryan Pace
let's,
while we're,
no,
we're
let's
doing
antagonize
this?
Sylvie while he tries to plank.
I'm telling you right now, my body is still shaking.
Look, if you haven't actually
okay,
done core work...
sticking your tongue out is not making the... Exactly. I mean,
you're
look,
joking my, now, but just wait, buddy.
Yeah, right. you'll be licking that carpet, literally.
Stop trying to
soon.
Stop trying to adjust your feet.
Would that be the first time?
You no, you're not.
My feet were totally together.
Move the chair?
Yeah, right, and make sure he's engaging the core there, Waddle.
I'm not touching
his
gut.
Just
no.
to make sure. We're at 39 seconds for Sylvie.
I'm not touching your belly.
Okay. Just come on. You have
my pizza belly.
You've done it for 10 seconds. Keep going.
He's at 48.
Yeah, no arching your back, as they say on Instagram. And just so you know, I said it on Instagram, and I'll say it out loud. You both need to do some squats and get your butts right, okay? It's almost Speedo season.
I'm 53 years old.
Yeah, do some squats.
No.
Get your butts right for
I'm
the summer.
I'm not Cap. I'm not going into the gym and powerlifting. For what?
I'm just saying you need
to. I planked for 3.5 minutes, and I think like I need to go get my vitals checked.
All right, we're through a minute. How are you feeling so far?
A minute?
Yeah.
A minute, well, actually, a minute 18, Sylvie.
Oh, geez, Sylvie.
His ass is starting to shake, too.
I'm glad we don't have a microphone down there.
What, did he fart?
No.
Did he swear?
Yeah.
That's a minute.
Don't hunch your back. Don't hunch your back.
Yeah, keep that butt down. Come on.
Come on.
There
you can
go.
Do it. You can do it.
Yeah, my abs
you
hurt.
Can
my abs
do
hurt
it.
Just watching him.
Yeah.
I'm sure this is great radio.
It's so fantastic.
Well, that's why people have to follow on Instagram at ESPN underscore Chicago.
We were doing would you rather. I think I'd rather do anything than plank for any amount
Again,
of time
Again, let me
ever.
Read you the article. Former U.S. Marine broke the male world record for holding an abdominal plank, keeping the painful position for a staggering 8 hours, 15 minutes.
2 minutes, Sylvie. 2 minutes.
15 seconds. George Hood, 62, of Naperville, Illinois, who is also a retired Drug Enforcement Administration supervisory special agent, achieved the astounding fitness record in Chicago February 15th, according to Guinness. Not the beer, the Guinness World Record.
He
folks.
Does this for 4 hours a
now,
day.
Now, is this, yeah. a, is this a good time to inform you, Waddle, that I kid you not, this is sincere.
Yeah.
My wife and I, in the evenings,
like to get naked and plank.
Please tell me you do not have a plank off.
We would we would do a family plank where with the kids, we would all as a family do some plank work every evening before bed.
Why?
You guys are the worst.
Well, because my son was doing some plank work in performance training.
Your son's eight.
He's nine.
You are Marv Marinovich.
I am not Marv
yes,
Marinovich.
You are.
I am
We're
not.
At, hold on.
If anything,
on.
My wife
yeah,
is
we've 3 minutes. Mark.
3 minutes.
All right, 3 minutes. So that is
4 minutes. Was
I think,
the?
I don't
was
know if you can hear.
Under.
I can hear him.
Listen,
breathing.
This is impressive.
Yeah,
keep that butt down and don't fart. Is what I'm seeing on Instagram. Don't fart.
Don't fart.
We may lose Sylvie for the 5 o'clock hour after this.
Oh, when you stand up, you're going to be dizzy. You're probably going to need
maybe Meller and Abdallah tomorrow.
Yeah. So Meller, how long does your family plank?
Well, we do sets. Usually there's three sets of about a it depends. Make a little family competition so that everybody's giving their all.
Listen, you're building future Olympians. I don't blame you.
I mean, look, it's not going to happen by itself. You think do you think 9-year-olds are just going to do plank work
I think
by themselves?
Sylvie's going to poop himself in the next 15 seconds.
They wanted a picture.
10 seconds till 4 minutes for Sylvie on the
planks. So I'm showing them the kicks right now. Off-whites, baby.
Yeah.
That's how we
here
roll.
We go. 3, 2, 1.
Four minutes.
No, that's only 4 minutes. Woo! Oh, yeah.
Oh, don't you feel God. Dizzy? I felt dizzy.
I don't feel dizzy. I have a good sweat going.
His face is
like
sweating.
Patrick Ewing right now.
Oh, my God.
That guy did 8 hours?
Yes. He does 4 hours a day.
Woo. Yeah, that's not easy. That's not easy.
Oh, now I feel the dizziness.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Lightheaded.
Yeah.
Post-interview.
Well, this is, that was tough.
Yeah.
A lot harder than it looks. Doesn't it look,
it looks
fairly...
like it'd be easy. Yeah. Oh,
yeah. I think I got a hernia.
I'm telling you.
Did I hear Mellor does a family plank-off?
They do a family plank-off.
I was trying to engage myself in the show to get my mind off of what I was doing.
Yes. I kid you not, we did a thing for a while where before bedtime we would do some family plank work just so that my son, who's been doing some performance training, actually gets better at it. So to encourage him, we did it as a family.
All right.
Very well done. Very well done.
Yeah, we got our exercise today, Waddle. Good job. Coming up next, Ryan Pace, Matt Nagy, Met the Media.
And we hit you with the paddles.
What? Oh, yeah, that's right. I got to get the heart rhythm going again. What did they say about Mitch Trubisky? You'll find out in just 2 minutes.